Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, before we get into it, another great episode we have here for you, the Brilliantly Dumb Show. We do implore you to take the time, click like, click comment, click subscribe first and foremost on the YouTube channel. Trying to get the YouTube channel to the moon. You guys are helping tremendously. We were just at 100K subscribers. We're already at $125. Let's get it to 200. That's the next milestone we want to get to, is 200 with your help. So we're going to give you 5 seconds to click that subscribe button and send this link over to your friends of our homepage on YouTube. Ready? Five. And let's get into the show. The Brilliantly Dumb Show, coming at you now. Crack open that energy supply there.
Ladies and gentlemen, hello. Boys and girls, hello. We are back.
Hello.
Better than ever. Good to be here, always is. We have Mikey V, we have Peter D, and we are back right where we belong. Want to start out, shout out to the fans, man. That last episode was just an absolute crank job and really making me second guess doing a live show when Mikey's in town next weekend. Really, it's been something that's been on my mind.
Listen, we'll just remote it. Bob, you stay at HQ. Joe will stay in his bedroom. I'll stay in my my bedroom now, I'm calling it, at Casa de Mare.
And, well, the problem with that is the Wi-Fi is so bad at my house with two of us. That's a problem. That's
Mikey, true. You can always do it at my place, man.
Yeah, right.
You hey, you're welcome.
Didn't feel that way, Joe.
It certainly didn't, no.
Certainly welcome, Michael. I mean it. You know that.
I don't know, Bob.
He's got
know.
A strict regime.
He banged me this week too, Joe. I don't know if you saw that. He banged
on
me.
What?
Good, man.
Oh, I need to hear this.
We did the morning show. Bob hosted, co-hosted legitimately, like sat in for Boomer for the entire Boomer and Geo show in the morning drive for FAN this week on Thursday.
Oh, I know where he's going with this.
We're recording on Sunday. So Bob, the whole time coming into the city, the only thing on his mind is he's talking about where we're going to eat afterwards. He's like, true. Let's do a power, which I'm on that wavelength though.
True. So
I'm on
far.
The same wavelength. He wants to do power lunch. Then we realize with the time window, the show ends at 10 in the morning. It's not really like you could go to a great place because nobody's going to be open for lunch yet. Nobody's really like restaurant type.
Also
so Bob's
true.
Like, fuck it, let's just go to the diner. We're in our zone here. This is the tri-state area, the home of the best diners in the world. He finds this little hole-in-the-wall place. It looked like the Seinfeld diner, honestly. I had never been there. I'm not familiar with this shit at all. Yeah. A little hole-in-the-wall. Nice spot, though. Like, very hospitable. The waitress was great.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, it was awesome.
Personality, yeah.
Yeah, the place had like the ultimate New York personality. Just Manhattan diner, straight up, no frills, no thrills. Sit down, order a meal. So we ordered
half the menu.
He not only does he order half the menu, but then he takes a picture of me with a wide camera angle lens. By the way, that was not the normal photo
was that
lens,
a 0.5
Bob.
Pick?
It was a wide 5? Lens picture, bro.
No, that might have been a 0.5. That might have been a 0.5.
It was a 0.5, Joe. It was
100%.
It was a 0.5.
The dimensions were clearly distorted.
No, you're 100. Look at the shape of my body in the
Mikey,
picture,
you look,
Joe.
You look like a 3D anime character.
Look at this. You're telling me this is, look at the size. This is how you know it was. Look at the size of my fucking head in this picture.
Oh, it's
look
a
at the size of that thing. I look like a cone head.
It does look big, but yet, what's the problem?
Well, the problem is it looks like all that's in front of Bob is this omelet, and in front of me is pancakes, French toast, eggs, and a bagel with a block of cream cheese on it. I got people DMing me. They're like, "Whoa, Mikey, what a breakfast you're having there!" I was like, "Dude, this is fucking insane."
Well, this also comes on the legs of Mikey's regime, where he's been crushing like the health journey and like been eating really clean.
Oh,
so.
He had an order that I almost walked out. He was like, "Can I do the
that's horseshit."
He's like, "Can I do the buckwheat pancake?" Did you not get the buckwheat?
I got buckwheat pancakes. By the way, they were delicious.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. But Joe, I also got a platter of scrambled eggs with ham. I mean, that's fair. Scrambled eggs and ham. Now, Bob orders. He orders his omelet.
Any cheese in there, Mikey?
I don't know if they're in what, the eggs? No, I just ordered for scrambled eggs. But then he orders his omelet, standard order, well done home fries, standard order. Subs bagel for toast, which is that's a notch above when you sub the bagel for the toast. And then proceeds to ask the waitress. He goes, you know what? She was about to walk away. He goes, you know what? Can I get a side of French toast also? Like, never for heard of table. Anyone order a side of French toast. Yeah, so very good. But the picture angle was a pretzel. It was a pretzel. I'll contend it was.
Mikey, if I'm being honest, I see what you're talking about. Then the
you
head
see it now. The head is gigantic. Oh.
There was, at the time of the picture, honestly, yeah. God, there is nothing. But I think real ballers, real ball knowers would know. They would see the omelet, realize that I subbed in the bagel for the toast.
Okay.
I mean, there's a lot to dive into there, Bob. If you're just looking at first glance, you think Mikey's ordered half the menu.
I would say that's the knee-jerk reaction to
looking at that picture.
Dude, that cream cheese was outrageous too. On
I know what was that? That
was
insane.
It was like
crazy.
A fucking. It was nuts. It was like a slice. Like when you slice a thick piece of like American cheese. Like imagine like a triple decker American cheese slice, but it was just a cream cheese block. It was
you
crazy.
You would think they would know what they're doing there.
I thought the food was good.
The food was really good. It was really good.
How were
the
home fries, Bob?
They were good. They weren't as well done as I would have liked them.
They'll never make them as well done. He should just tell them, like, just burn them. If you think they're cooked enough, they're not. Keep going.
Correct.
Bob has put these home fries on such a pedestal now that he'll never – it's like that one experience that you have that blows you out of the water, and you're always going back trying to find that rush, that high that you had.
They call that chasing the dragon, Pete.
This guy's been chasing some home fries for a long time. Mm-hmm. And to the point where I bet you, Mikey, he would have your home fries that he used to have back home, and they still would not be like up to his standard, because he's got this pedestal of these home fries now where they got to be charred.
I understand it only because here's why. When you do order them that way, and I always order home fries well done, but the thing about ordering home fries well done, Bob, correct me if I'm wrong, is whatever they're going to bring out, you're just going to take it no matter what. You're hoping for the best with that order. When they do come out, and if they really, like, the top layer is, like, almost, like, black, it's, like, brown to the point where it's, like, that dark, charred brown, it is worth the squeeze there when you do order. Because it does, when you bite into the home fry and it's got that layer of just a crust, like, it's like a crusted steak, it is special. But the problem is just, it's so wildly inconsistent from place. Are the potatoes shredded? Are they chunky? Are they cubed?
True.
It's very, very difficult.
Speaking of steaks, did you guys get your packages from Mino?
I didn't know.
He told me he was sending some goodies for Labor Day, dude.
Oh, yeah?
Oh!
Maybe next Labor Day for me, I guess.
No, Mikey, there should be a package. You told me I got a package. This guy.
I think you would have got that package.
By the way, right I thought.
I mean, Labor Day's tomorrow. Today's Sunday. I'm done.
Well, maybe the shipping just didn't come in on time, Bob.
But in fairness, it wasn't steaks, and I'm very appreciative, but it wasn't steaks. Did you get steaks?
I got some steaks, yeah.
What did you get?
I got a lot of it was like hamburgers and
those hamburger patties. I ordered them. I'm gonna cook one up, I think, tomorrow for Labor Day.
Bob, Mino didn't have any steaks left after the D-man hit him with that order. He wiped out his whole inventory with that order.
I got to the point now. I gotta buy like an extra freezer for the garage, like for storage.
Storage freezer. Yeah.
Like the freezer that you have in the fridge is just not big. It just there's no space.
Yeah, but
you can't fit anything. I'm gonna get one of those industrial freezers.
Yeah, they're
from
not
like
even
Costco.
Bad. They're not
and
expensive.
No, I know. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying that's the play, I think. And then that way I can store a ton of shit in there.
Especially with the kid now, bro.
Can I just close down the home fries thing? I when we've gotten the home fries, like Joe Stone Crab and
Joe Stone Crab.
What was the place that we went to that you took us to? My Frankie and Johnny's?
Frankie and Johnny's. Yeah.
That was the home fry. I'll look at you and let you know that, yes, this was the home fry I'm looking for. But it's been a long time coming. That's the last thing I wanted to say on the home fry.
The search for the real American home fry.
Yeah.
Bobby Fairwind.
The Sproples family told me that to get the home fries that I'm looking for, you have to come in. They have places come in earlier. Like when the Sproples did it before the diner opened, you have to come in earlier to use an actual machine for it. Like it's very time consuming.
What are you talking about? A machine?
You mean
for what?
To shred them?
There's a special shredder that they use.
I like the shredded home fries as
That's
opposed
his
to
favorite.
Like. I don't like when they do like the. Now, the cubed ones, sometimes they get crunchy if they're cubed.
I love a hash brown. Bob doesn't like hash browns.
The normal home fry is almost like it's like pieces of slate. Like it's just sliced potatoes.
Yeah.
Like pieces of like pavers almost, like a paver.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't really, I like the shredded, but you don't see it enough. You just don't.
By the way,
I guess that's why, because it takes up too much time.
How was the Geo show? How did it go?
To good. I think their fan base hates us, though, by the
what?
Way.
What?
Mike, did you check on Twitter? I think they...
comments weren't kind,
oh,
bro.
My God. No. We got fucking shredded. Because I think anything...
Bad takes?
No, not because of bad takes. I just think of anything outside of their realm.
Yeah.
It's like if we do a live show. Like, if they switch to anything that isn't, like, X's and O's, they take a very hard time. We took a beating on Twitter.
I could imagine your dad listening to some random, like it's your son, but like his son, but if he didn't know and just a random kid came on,
you know, they
like, what the hell is this guy coming on taking up
New York sports radio only wants to talk. They only want to talk. Yankee fans want to complain. Mm-hmm. Met fans want to talk about how the team is generationally terrible and what they're going to do to fix it. They'll talk Knicks basketball now, especially now. And then they only want to talk football. So I think Gio is so into YouTube golf. He's like so, like he's obsessed with YouTube golf. So all of his conversation was pretty much, you know, and rightfully so. You got Bob on. Like that was the main topic of conversation. And I just don't think maybe the audience wasn't like ready for it. But
so
I was laughing out loud in the studio. That's for sure.
I don't think so, man. I thought we had a good thing going and they just fucking, they hate
I saw he was wearing the Breezy polo too. We should send him a package.
Cool. Yeah, that was cool.
I sent him the whole studio got a package. Jerry Boomer, him. Yeah.
You do a good job with packages, Michael. I think you pick
it,
your
man.
Care package. You do. Yeah, you really, really do.
I don't take the liberties of sending the package enough. I don't want to just
you've
start
done
sending
it, though.
From time to time. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like with the hockey guys. Like I sent to Eichel and who else did we send to? I sent you a few people, but I need to be better with that. We got to get more people repping the Breezy brand, dude.
100%. It is growing, though. It is definitely growing. I'll tell you what else is growing, ladies and gentlemen. The fine folks over at Prize Picks use promo code BDS. Play your first $5 lineup if that hits. And let's say when that hits, you get $150 in free play. Mikey V, very, very strong start. I know it's going to be a Tuesday, so we won't go game for game. But overall, what we can tell you is a very, very successful first night, which was a lot of fun, and just having football back in general, it feels really, really big. Now next Sunday is going to be special. Even just the build up of the Sunday is going to be special. I look forward to that fucking that
rush,
10 a.m.
that 105 opening kickoff rush is going to be fucking wild.
Yeah, see, I like it even before kickoff. I think my peak happens, but yeah, the build up before the second I step off the treadmill.
Bob likes to get the workout in early. Then he likes to start his peak is when he's setting his fantasy lineup, and then he's like, I need to know what are the plays, what are the bets today, and that's when you know he's like his. The endorphins are flying at an unprecedented rate because he's got the fantasy roster to set up, the wagers to pick. Then he's already thinking about like what the quad box is going to be like.
He's thinking about the food. You forgot a big.
Oh, well, the food is. I was going to say the food kind of wraps everything up.
We got to really see where are we, do we have anybody like? Is there anything like during the Masters when Chick-fil-A was involved? Like, is there or was it Chick-fil-A?
No involvement.
Shake Shack. Okay, there's no involvement, so we have free. It's a free reign situation.
Well, not really.
With all due respect to Arby's, just week one has always been out of tradition is the KFC family feast.
Mikey, you have to just buckle up for this morning.
Maybe get some buckwheat fried chicken in there. Fucking unbelievable. I almost walked out of the place.
Oh, come on, man. I put syrup on them and everything. I put syrup on them, butter. What do you want?
Yeah, I thought
me?
She didn't look at you like you were crazy either. No, she knew. She had no problem with
it. I mean, look at the guy. The guy looked like he was chiseled up by a Greek god right now.
Man, he looks really, really, really good.
Mikey, that mustache picture, was that just a facade? Was that AI?
Yeah, it was AI, yeah.
Oh my God.
I want to see what it looked like.
The D-man fell for the AI again. You know, Mikey, did you see Joe? Dude, we're doing the Cameo League together, all right? And Cameo posted it, and I couldn't be at the draft, so Joe drafted for us. Bro, they put together, it's this list of Cameo talent.
Oh, yeah.
I asked Cameo if they could keep sending me videos. Joe in this room with Lisa Ann, Sean Avery, the guy from Curb Your Enthusiasm. It was one of the funniest things.
Jeff Garland. Carrot Top, Exhibit, bro, and Tony Hawk.
Joe, it was so fucking funny seeing him in this room.
RZA was in there. RZA had the camera off the whole time.
You see, that sucks.
Well, no, because he was with his dad. He was doing two fantasy drafts at the same time.
Oh, was he?
This guy's got a lot on his plate, bro.
Oh, Mikey, then I asked Joe.
Please, 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 please. He's got a lot on his plate. He's a fucking child. Come on, man.
Are you not a RZA fan?
No.
Wait, what's wrong with the RZA?
There's nothing wrong with him, but I mean, like, there's nothing wrong with him, but he's a child. I mean, I don't know.
He's America's darling. He's America's sweetheart, dude.
He's America's darling.
Take a look at why we're in such shambles then as a country.
Whoa! That's
Michael!
What has the RZA done to you?
If he's America's darling, we're in a lot of trouble, guys.
He is. He's
on. Dolly Parton was America's darling. We went from Dolly Parton to the RZA.
Well, RZA's got.
Tell you what, man. RZA's doing a great
job.
Bob's
ready to defend the RZA till the fucking grave,
dude. Yeah, for Joe to not be in on Hasbulla, but to be on.
He's the American Hasbulla.
Well, Mike, are you taking Hasbulla over RZA?
100%, bro. Every day of the week, man. Every day of the week.
Are you really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So what does Hasbulla bring to the table for
Nothing.
You?
Hasbulla really spices things up. He spices things up, this guy. Like, he is, like Joe said, he's like an adult. So it's really like when he goes off, it's like, all right, this little fucker's putting his balls on the line. It's that time again to remind you that this episode of the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by our longtime friends over at SeatGeek. That's right, the number one rated ticketing app out there, over 35 million downloads, over 70,000 live listed events, from sporting events to special events to concerts and more. You just type in your geolocation and then it gives you everything that you could possibly imagine local to you. Local sports, local concerts, local events, anything that's ticketed is likely on SeatGeek. SeatGeek always, always has your back. Each ticket is rated on a scale from 1 to 10, so you know you're getting the best deal you can. Look for the green dots. Think of a traffic light. Green means go, red means stop. Think about it. Might not be the best deal. Of course, we have a code for you guys. You could use code DUMB10. That's DUMB10 for 10% off your next set of tickets at SeatGeek. That's 10% off any tickets with promo code DUMB10. Big thank you and a big shout out to our sponsors over at SeatGeek.
I will say this. The RZA, first and foremost, amongst living a normal childhood life like every other kid on the world, he has become an internet sensation because he's just unequivocally himself. He's unbelievable. he first of all, he appreciates all the things that I appreciate. Great meals.
So this is what it comes down to now. You see a little bit of yourself in the RZA as a child. Is that what you're telling me?
Joe, is that true?
No, I love the RZA. The RZA to me is just, how could you hate on him? He's a kid.
I'm not hating on him. I'm really not hating
on him. I thought the only person who hated on kids was Jet, but apparently now we got another one up and coming here, Bob.
I'm not hating on the RZA, but to go off and say that he's America's darling, I just don't understand. Like, I don't get it. All right,
you
maybe
tell
that,
me.
Here's what it is. I don't get the RZA. I just don't get it.
Yeah, you know what? I have never sat down with him, but I bet you if you sat down with the RZA for a nice meal, you would see this kid. He's a salt of the earth child. But anyways, that league. So that league, Bob and I are in the league. I drafted a real juicy peach of a team. The winner gets taken on a fucking red carpet Super Bowl.
Wow.
All expenses paid, Bob. The whole nine yards. And you know what? I've set us up real nice for success, Bob. That draft, did you see that team that we got?
Mike,
McCaffrey and Henry right out of the gates, dude.
The entire week he would hit me up. He'd be like, Bob, did you see that team I drafted?
You didn't respond.
Well, yeah, but nobody knows if it's a good team or not yet. You know, we have no idea. It's like Joe had the fantasy booklet, like when we did the draft, he had like the magazine and he was like flipping through the magazine at the draft.
Hey, listen, he's doing his homework.
No, I know, but it's like they're ranked.
Michael,
there
tell me this
reason.
Team isn't stacked. You ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready. Go ahead.
Justin Herbert, yeah. Christian McCaffrey, Derrick Henry.
That's old backfield.
Devonta.
I mean, it's the backfield's got some mileage on it, does it not? Does it not, Joseph? McCaffrey gets hurt every year. We know this, so that's concerning.
Devonta Smith, yeah, Jalen Waddle.
I like him a lot this year. I like him a lot.
You did. You did say that.
I do. Yeah.
George Kittle, McMillan, Watson, and then we got on the bench. Yeah, the Titara, the guy from the
Panthers. Oh, Tet McMillan. Yeah, yeah, Tet McMillan. Yeah.
Kyler Murray is a backup QB. We got Dicker the kicker, Houston Texans defense, and
best
then on
defense
the,
in the league, arguably.
Christian Watson and Marvin Harrison Jr. on the bench.
No, I feel good about it, Pete. I do. I'm very excited. I'd like to win.
I'm going
to
need some involvement from you in this league.
I'd like to win.
So far, you've just been watching the videos of me chopping it up with. By the way, you know who's hysterical? Is Frank Caliendo is hysterical.
Yeah, still
doing
it.
He's a really funny guy.
Been great forever. Still doing it.
The best to do it. I
John Kirikou was in the league too.
Yeah, that scene Joe with him was the old CIA agent. It's just what a cast of characters you had there. I mean, that was.
I really wanted to get the screenshot of Lisa Ann and Joe next to each other, man. I really just wanted that for the personal.
She was in there, Pete. Everybody was in there.
I think I have a picture of everybody. Hold on.
Yeah, by the way, I told you, I was like, can you send me a picture, like, just so I could see it? You know how if you're in a Zoom, you kind of do it discreetly where they can't see the phone?
What did he just point
Joe,
right?
Send me the picture.
You can see me the picture of me like, taking the picture.
Look at it.
Oh, like, there she is look in the top
the,
left.
Look at the D. Look at the D.
Oh, he's right next to her. Wow. Oh, my God. Oh,
Paul Abdul's in the league, too.
Oh my God. By the way, Paula Abdul always had it going on, man. I always liked Paula Abdul.
Yeah, she took care of herself.
Yeah, 100%.
She took care of herself.
Christina all right, Michael. Milian, is that the R&B singer? Chick?
Yeah, that was cool too, by
she's
the way.
She's in there too, yeah.
She's got to drop another banger. I don't think she's had something in, you know, in a
quite
while.
Quite some time.
What happened to a guy like, you know, you hear his songs out, you also get, like, what happened to Neo? Like, you're telling me Neo doesn't
Bob,
still
Neo
have
did
song?
It for years. Now he
no,
can
I know,
off
but
into
like,
the sunset.
Yeah, but can he not go drop another banger? Like, he's not done.
Bro, he was dropping banger after
That's
banger.
That's what I'm saying.
After
it's, a, it's a compliment. I'm not, I'm like what, like, you're telling me he doesn't still have it just to drop a banger on us after all these years? I'd love to hear it.
Maybe he just made enough money. He doesn't care.
Oh, he didn't need so sick of love song, sexy love. I mean, this guy was putting out.
Yeah,
dude.
Sexy yeah. love.
It's a great tune, Michael. It sexy is love. Girl, the things you do.
All right.
Keep me running back to you.
That song is so good. I haven't heard that.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable, man.
Just thinking about
I feel like though, Bob, like I feel like once you come out with some heat, like then you just go on tour and you don't need to keep. It's not like Justin Bieber who needs the guy just keeps putting out banger after banger year after year after year. Like a lot of these, you know, these artists, once you get like enough songs that you can go on tour and you can run out like a world tour, like that's it.
Yeah, I just think I would get the bug. I don't think I'd be able to just stop. You know what I mean? It's
like
we don't like
everybody else, Bob.
We didn't stop posting after the garage door post. You know what I mean?
But I would argue we'll never get another viral video like that again.
I don't know. I wouldn't be so sure.
Well, we're going to Bob. Well, but as things get bigger, we're just going to see Bob's just going to have a camera crew running around at all times. Cause like
he's going to install his own set of flock cameras. He's going to have Bobby Flocks. He's just, gonna
I
have
tell you what
cameras everywhere. You're
the one, the escape. One, the one airplane thing that might've,
I wish that that might have come in contact with the garage door. That was one of the funniest. we were on the airplane and we just released the video with Paige, and Joe asked me how it was doing out of 10, and it was 1 out of 10. It was crushing.
Yeah.
We're on the airplane and I was like, he turns to me and I'm like,
he was behind me.
10, 1 out of 10. And he goes, oh, right. And right when he does that, a lady came with a tray of water.
For the snacks? No, it was chips and all the, you know, like the snack tray.
I mean, like, if it was water, it would have been fucking.
No, it was all the snacks. It was like a stiff armed it out. It went flying in the air. There was chips everywhere and snacks. I looked over at Bob. There was tears.
Yeah, he must have been. Yo, this guy would laugh at fucking like the war. Yeah, like, dude.
The girl next to me was beside herself. She was so mad.
I tell you what, boys. Good time to go to an ad read. Let's head on over to Mikey. Let's knock a couple out. Hey there, Peter.
Yeah, look, routine is not easy. Routine is something that takes a lot of effort. But when you have somebody like Factor Meals, it makes things a little bit easier. Factor Meals are ready in 2 minutes and require no prep, no cleanup. So even on the days your schedule is completely out of control, which, let's face it, if you're around our age, kids running around, job, eating well is still achievable. Every week you'll find over 100 nutrient-dense menu items to choose from and new options like salmon burgers, shredded pork, collard greens, and more. Plus add-ons, and you'll crave pumpkin-flavored cheesecakes and protein shakes. That's pretty good there, Joey D. So let's eat real. Let's eat real. Head to factormeals.com/dumb50off and use code dumb50off to get 50% off and one free breakfast item per box for 1 year. As we know, the best deal out there. While supplies last until October 31st of this year, 2026, that's code dumb50off at factormeals.com, dumb50off at factormeals.com. See website for more details.
This episode is also brought to our good friends over at BetterHelp. Been doing it for some time now, so BetterHelp is sponsoring this episode. And I tell you what, if you could wake up tomorrow, Bob, and be better at one thing, what would it be? For me, it would definitely be golf because I need to get better at golf. But what about being better at life just in general? Better is a feeling and it's defined by you. And for BetterHelp, it's a BetterHelp therapist who really gets you. It's a focus on global emotional well-being with thousands of therapists and millions of members in over 100 countries. It's progress and it's getting better at BetterHelp. Do yourself a favor right now. Sign up and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com/BDS. It's better, BetterHelp.com/BDS. Bettering us, bettering you.
He always has to try and do his own spin. He can never just take it by the read.
They've been doing it for some time too, though. BetterHelp.
They have. They definitely have. All right, let's get on into our buy or sell. We got a lot to get into this week, fellas. A lot has happened. But let's get into the buy or sell. What did you see that you liked? What did you see that you did not like? I'll start us off. I got a buy and a sell, if you boys don't mind. It'll be a quick one.
Wow.
The buy, okay? Malachi Tony. Oh, my God, man. Now, I'm really trying to keep my composure with the Canes and not get... Because they have to go into Notre Dame. It's not as hard as, like, these SEC schedules and whatnot. So I'm just trying to stay level-headed. They played Stanford. They looked unbelievable. I don't know how you guard this guy. And, again, it's hard to tell with Stanford. But, like, oh, my God. He might win Heisman. Like, he – obviously, this could be an overreaction week one. But I just don't know how you guard him. He's unbelievable. He's so quick and shifty and just very, very excited and optimistic for the Canes. Now, I want to see fans in the seats. A lot of Hurricane fans got upset with me for saying that, you know, the building's not packed. I want it to be packed. I'm just calling it like I see it. There's nobody who wants to see it packed more than me, but there's so many games that I see where it's just not filled to the brim. And hopefully with, you know, how exciting they are. Go ahead, D.
This just reminded me of the time when Bob was like harping on the Yankees for those president seats that no one was sitting in. Then he went to the game and he was in the president seats, but he was at the buffet the whole time. So it looked like there's no one behind home plate.
I was just out there for one inning.
Completely hypocritical.
I was out there for one inning. I think I saw like 10 pitches. Yeah.
You get sucked in there, it's over, man.
Mike, you with that special. Raw bar, that's special.
Yeah, Mike, you pulled those tickets quick. That was like a last minute thing.
Yeah.
Legends.
Yeah, they were the kids enjoyed it. The kids enjoyed it. It was fun time.
I'm buying Malachi Toney, okay, but I'm going to keep my composure throughout the year.
You look like Tyreek Hill.
Oh my god, it was amazing.
Could not cover him in man coverage. Now, I'm looking forward to when they play Notre Dame, because that matchup, Leonard Moore is probably the best corner prospect since Sertan. So Leonard Moore against Malachi Toney is going to be fucking unbelievable.
Yeah, you really have to plan your defensive scheme for him. And Miami has, like, Fletcher came back, so, like, their running game should still be really – I'm very excited for them. I'm trying to really keep it together.
Mensah is the difference, man.
He's amazing. He's
unbelievable,
awesome.
Unbelievable, dude.
He's yeah.
Unbelievable.
He was good last year with what Duke was, right? Duke,
yeah.
Yeah.
I got a Heisman future on him. I hope he keeps doing what he's doing. He looks fucking awesome.
I hope so. I know I'm not a big live game guy, but I got to go to a Hurricane game if you guys would come with me. Pete, it's not a far trip down. Maybe we go to a Hurricane game.
I would go.
These times. Yeah, I think it'd be a lot of fun. I really want to go. So, yeah, buy there. And then I'm going to sell. Very controversial. We talked about it yesterday. FP came in yesterday to stream, and this was one of the first things that he said. And I tend to agree, and people got very, very upset. I'm actually selling the Chipotle chip for being a little too salty. I think the chip has all the intangibles in the world and it can be really good. Those Chipotle chips are fucking very, it's like a carnivore snack. And we like the carnivore snacks, but
oh, shout out carnivores.
Shout out carnivore, but it is outrageously salty, those Chipotle chips. And I just think they need to just take it down just a hair.
I don't necessarily disagree. I don't, to be honest, I don't eat the chips very often, but by the time I'm done with the bowl, like, I'm completely full. So, like, the chips, I see where you're coming with, but I'm not the kind of guy who's going there and ordering a side of chips. So maybe that proves your point more.
Hands on some sodium-free buckwheat chips there, Bob. You'll be a lot happier with those.
Hey, maize chips.
Yeah, beef tallow, sodium-free, yeah. Organic, farm-raised chips.
Oh, yeah.
I started putting beef tallow on my face. I completely broke out with this guy that I follow. It's like,
God, you're
what
not
the
supposed
fuck?
To put beef tallow on your
dude,
face.
He pumps it. I was on a podcast with him. Everything else he does is great. Santa Cruz medicinals. And he talked about putting beef tallow and matcha on you. It's a beef tallow and matcha.
It's literally fat. You're putting fat on your face.
Yo, I broke out so fast. I had pimples that's why I went and got that facial, was to try and get the pimples off it before the show. It was terrible.
Earl brought his army.
Yeah, he did.
We have an ongoing joke for the listeners at home. Every time there's like a big shoot or there's something, like we were going to film with LeBron, Bob looks, he's like, fuck, he's back. There's this one pimple that always comes on the left side of Bob's face or on the brim of the nose, and it's Earl. And dude,
they call him Earl.
Named him.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, he's made regular appearances at this point. It's like one of the boys.
It's only...
Oh, man. Oh. Yeah, he's going to get his own Breezy code soon. Earl 10.
You know what?
The pimple popper extreme, dude.
Yeah, I'm going to ask Billy Bean, just for Brilliant Dumb Show listeners, if they want to get Breezy. Let's do a silent promo code. So
up 15% off.
Earl 10.
Yeah. And that'll still go to Mikey's thing. Like, good. Let's still go. Good. So wow. Earl 10. For that. Breezy, EARL 10, and it'll still be supporting Mikey in that.
I
it'll
appreciate
still go
that.
To
Thank
his.
You. Thank you.
Yeah, he comes out at literally the worst times. It was brutal, man. It was brutal. All right, let's head on over to Peter. Peter, buy or sell?
Bob, I got to buy this week, and this one I thought about Bob right away because I think. I hope that this is going to be something that he really enjoys, because this is right up his alley. I got a new documentary. You ready for this one? It's on HBO Max, so you need to have HBO Max. You can't.
I got
it's
it.
Not Netflix. The documentary is called Monsters of God, and it makes the Tiger King, it makes that look like fucking nothing. So it follows around people who collect and trade and like sell reptilians, snakes, iguanas, lizards. I'm telling you, Bob, I got through three quarters of the first episode, I'm like, I was going to call you and say, start watching it right now, but I saved it specifically for the buy or sell this week. It is insane. And it is, I can't wait to watch more. It is, Bob, it is so up your alley. This documentary is.
Is this new? Real, is it new?
It's
or
new.
Is it, has it been
it's
around?
New. Okay. It's new on HBO, and okay. It is fucking unbelievable. Like, the characters on this thing, it's Bob. Do yourself a favor.
It looks like one of the guys from Tiger King is on it. That guy who sold the tigers as well is on it. That nut job, the cocaine dealer.
Yeah, I haven't gotten crazy far into it. I'm telling you, Bob, this show is fucking electric. Like, I was watching, I was like, they treat these like giant lizards and snakes and like they and there's one guy who has alligators that he crocodile. Dude, it's crazy. And they sell these things, and apparently the industry for reptiles that they sell, it's like hundreds of millions of dollars, and it's like all like black market shit, like under, dude, it's insane. You got
is it legal to sell them?
A lot. No. I don't. A lot of this shit's not going legal.
No,
Bob. The show starts out. This guy has like this. It's almost like a king cobra, and the thing he's holding it up, and the thing comes to bite his face off, and he's holding it like that. He's like, "Did you get that on camera?" I'm telling you, this is the show you got to watch. It's fucking crazy. Monsters of God.
I'll never understand. I'll never ever understand people who just want like exotic pets like that. Like, I'll just never get it. Like,
now, if you could, Mikey, if someone said you, they would get you like a tiger or something, like,
Joe, what the fuck are you?
Yeah, what kind of ridiculous?
Like, I can see Mikey would like
in fucking a little suburban town. What am I going to do with a tiger?
But not, I'm not saying in your current setup. Like, say in a world where like.
I live in the Scarface mansion and they want to chain a tiger in my backyard. No, I don't want a tiger. I don't want a tiger anywhere near the vicinity. I don't want an alligator, a snake. No, I got to tell you, I don't even, the only dog I could take is a hypoallergenic. I can't even, like, Dre, I can't even pet poor Dre because I get fucking, I start sneezing.
You said poor Dre.
Yeah.
Did you get stuffy?
Dude, my skin will start itching. My eyes will turn red. Like, it's bad. Like, it's bad.
Now, when I record the podcast, Dre has to come in here with me. He wants to stay. So he's laying right next to me.
I wish, bro. Like, it sucks. Like, I love dogs, cats. Like, but I just, like, I can't be around them unless they're hypoallergenic. Like, Dre, I could be around him. I just can't pet him.
So Dre doesn't really shed much, which is good. Like,
no,
if you get some dogs,
he's short hair.
Some of these dogs, like the German Shepherds, dude, the hair is everywhere. It's
golden retrievers. They'll put like a fucking, it looks like you're wearing a fur after that dog. Like, you run into it. It's nuts. Yeah.
That's why he's got to eat buckwheat. He actually just pet a dog and he had to get the buckwheat out of there.
You never had a whole wheat pancake?
No, I've tried like those protein pancakes.
Yeah, this is different though, because they're really like the carb. There's still a lot of carbs. It's just not the regular. It's just wheat.
Sometimes they fool you though. Like those protein. Remember those Kodiak ones I was telling you that I loved, and then it turns out that they're like incredibly unhealthy for you.
Yeah, Holly, you gotta look at the ones that Holly makes. I like those.
Look, a healthier op. If it's somewhat healthier than the regular, I'll do it, especially if I can't tell that big.
If I'm taking a protein bar and it's not healthy for me, like, there's no point in taking a protein bar. I'd rather eat like fucking candy or
protein bar. Protein bars are nonsense. They're nonsense.
Are they?
Yeah, you're just better
Bob
off
loves
doing,
himself a
you're
protein.
You're better
bar.
Off doing the shake, like the quick shake, like the pre-made shake than the bar. The bar is literally like it's so much garbage in the bars, dude.
Yeah, there's a smoothie I've been doing this place next to the gym, and I just know it's not a healthy smoothie, but I don't even want to know the ingredients because it's so good. I get it every day.
The best smoothie.
Yeah, sorry.
Go ahead.
I was going to say the gym I go to, they have a shake bar at the gym, and I order the same one after every workout, the Rocco Choco, and it's like a chocolate. It's like a chocolate.
Sounds like a Rocco Choco Hardo.
It's fucking good, dude. It's fucking good, man. I don't even know. They put like a little banana in there, peanut butter, chocolate. Like, it's fucking awesome. The problem is like, it literally comes out a different color, different consistency, and different every time because whoever makes it is dependent. Like, it's supposed to be the same ingredients, but it always comes out different. Now, at the end of a workout, Bob, like, you just chug it no matter what because you're dying. So it's like, but yeah, that's the only issue I have with the shakes.
For those not listening on the YouTube,
yeah,
he just sent in. Yeah, that is a good look.
It's a good looking guy,
Mikey with the tiger.
Yeah.
Bob, remember in LA, the best shakes I ever had was that gym that Scott used to go to, the one that we went to, that his buddy was running. That was you
Studio?
Were there too. They had the best shakes that they would make in there. But I mean, it would cost a fortune every time you order.
Dude, these guys, I'm telling you, they clean up with the shakes.
Oh,
they
I
clean the
it.
House with the shakes.
That's I'd argue they make more made. Money on shakes than they do on the memberships.
100, bro. The membership is like $50 a month. The shakes
well, even
alone,
if it's 100 a month, if you're getting a shake at $10 a shake four
a day.
Times a week.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm saying if you go to the gym four times a week and every time, that's $40 a week in a month. That's $160 bucks.
It's
more
nuts.
Than
it's
the
like
membership.
A car, it's like a car note. It's,
I think
it's
about it for what I pay on like these smoothies. Like if I add that up, you know, five days
don't
a week.
Don't do it.
Oh, it's
I want
good.
One day. I want Josh to do a deep dive of Bob's DoorDash
annual
spend.
Oh,
and to see, I bet you.
I would love that.
I'm going to make it. I'll call say something right now. And Bob, it's not going to sound good, but I'm going to make I bet you with Bob's annual spend on DoorDash a year, you could buy probably like an Audi R8.
Yo, what are we doing here, man? Like, what the fuck?
I thought you were gonna say like a modest home in Texas, because that's
no.
What
I was gonna say like an Audi to like a supercar. Like,
yeah,
Just Postmates and DoorDash or food.
I'm talking about
no, just what gets delivered to the house, not going out to dinner. That's not
no, not, not dinner. Fair. I'm talking about fair. Like what your DoorDash, like what your order,
Uber Eats, DoorDash.
The fact altogether. That you are not sponsored by one of these companies, Bob, is a travesty.
It is.
You
travesty.
Are the in my mind, you are the face of Uber Eats. Like you are, Bob. No one. I would argue no one. I can't imagine somebody, unless they're ordering for like an office space, like no one is spending more money per year on.
If they do come knocking eventually, Bob, if you could get like a family discount coupon that like only your family can use, that would be very nice.
I agree. So having to deal with them,
gold card almost.
My dad got so pissed.
I would argue with him that if he got even the deal, just to do the deal for free delivery, it'd be worth it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that. I do. Especially with what's going to be coming to HQ too. I mean, the stuff that's going to be, you know,
the
what I mean?
Old family feast,
man. Yeah, man. And I like how we set it up on the bar the way that we do.
Yeah.
You line
it's like,
it up.
It's like it's almost like a grab and go like buffet.
Yeah.
Know?
The only thing I want to dig in definitely next weekend is those wings from the one pizza spot are like my favorite.
Yeah,
wings
that'd be
going.
Bucks Coal Fire Pizza.
Yeah,
those wings are just those wings don't miss, bro.
Those are the guys actually, and this is hard for me to get by because the pizza's so good. Those are the guys that got in trouble for doing the iguana pizzas.
I heard it was good.
It's hard for me to get by that, you know what I mean? Knowing
I
that
heard
the
it was
iguanas...
really good. I mean, I bet you, from what I heard, it tastes like chicken.
I would not eat. That I couldn't do. I'd eat
Bob,
just about anything.
Nah, you'd be surprised. Like when I eat crocodile tastes like chicken.
Yeah, I mean, I've had the alligator bites. It tastes like it the tastes they like make chicken. It like popcorn chicken.
Yeah. Bob, you can't think of it.
You wouldn't
of me.
Know.
It's,
you would
it tastes
know.
Tremendous.
Did you have alligator or crocodile?
I had crocodile. I was in Australia. I did the Taste of Australia. Remember? I did a barramundi, barramundi fish, crocodile, and kangaroo.
And a Vegemite Australia. Sandwich?
Nah, I hate Vegemite. That shit stinks.
Joe, when were you in Australia?
Oh, during his travels.
2008, I think it was. It was a glorious time.
The Taste of Australia with Peter.
I mean, it was like a $60 plate, dude. It was like barramundi fish. It was crocodile, and then it was kangaroo. Kangaroo's very lean. It's very gamey.
It's gamey, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like having venison.
Yeah. I think I had kangaroo at the wild game dinner last year.
I mean, what Luna Lou's cooking
that,
up on
by
those
the way,
wild nights.
If you thought Bucks Coal Fire got in trouble for the iguana pizza.
This guy's cooking up grizzly bears.
Python Clams Casino.
If they got a hold of what was going on at Luna Wood Fires that night, they would have shut down that thing so fucking fast, man. Shout out,
he would have been on the episode of Monsters of God, dude. He would have been on one of the one of those guys collecting all those exotic animals.
Bear, bison. I mean camel. I mean crazy.
Camel.
Yeah, camel gyros. He made fucking
camel gyros.
Unreal, bro.
Oh my,
unreal,
God,
man. Unreal.
By the way, Luna Woodfire Tavern is the official tavern of the Brilliant Show. That pie, he changed the pizza, Mikey. That looked amazing,
dude. Let me tell you something. I don't know if he knew. Now that was so Friday night. We had our. I'm only in one other fantasy league. It's. I'm trying to get out of every fantasy league I'm in. I'm
Joe,
trying to get
made
out
a
of
big
everyone.
Mistake with Chetty's.
What?
Yeah. Go now ahead, we're in three.
Oh yeah, no, I'm trying to get out of leagues. I really don't want to. But we had our annual. It was in the party room at Luna, and I feel like he knew he had to put out a little extra special. So that pie was a banger, dude. That pie was a banger. Now I didn't eat any of it, but it looked really good.
I didn't see the pie.
I feel like it's like your shakes, though. I feel like Lou just tries shit out, and it's not as consistent every time because he's always just trying shit out, which could be a good thing too.
Yes,
he's committed to his craft.
But is that a thing? Is that a little, is there an inconsistency issue over there at Luna Woodfire?
I mean, I've never seen a pizza look like that that's come out of his oven. So, it looked unbelievable.
Yeah,
I mean,
great.
It really did. He had the tiny
cup pepperoni.
Do we have a
picture
pepperoni.
Of this cup?
Yeah, it looked really good, man.
Oh, he did the hot honey with the small pepperoni?
I don't think he did the hot honey, but like the pepperoni he used, I don't remember ever seeing that. Now, I'm not a pepperoni pizza guy. I don't really order.
Do you like hot honey?
But, yeah, I do. I'm not like crazy about it the way everybody is, but I like it.
I think it's tremendous.
I like it on ricotta. I like the ricotta and the hot honey.
Do you really?
I do.
By the way, I got to shout out Mikey. I went to Bukan the other night with the gift card he gave me for my birthday. Dude, that place was putting out some bangers. And then you know what? You know what I didn't realize, Mikey? They have a secret menu. So like next door, they have an unbelievable like sushi restaurant. So you can ask for the menu. If they're not busy enough, they'll do it. And you can order items. I did a Toro sushi roll. And then that ahi tuna foie gras slider, dude. Oh, my God, dude.
The hidden menus from another restaurant?
It's the sister restaurant, which is next door. It's a sushi
I didn't even know they had
and that place,
restaurant.
Bob, we got to try that Emoto place. Oh, my God.
So Bukan also has a sandwich spot that is like
that
the
I
most...
knew. That I knew, and I heard
God,
it's the
it's
best.
It's unbelievable.
They have a carpaccio sandwich. I have to try it. I got to do one because I got to do another Cutsy's a sandwich review.
Yeah, we haven't got one of those in a while.
I've been lacking, dude. I got to get on that shit.
Michael, over to you.
Yeah, I'm selling this. I'm selling what? Buy or sell?
No, buy or sell.
Yeah, buy or sell. I'm selling this week. This is the that's the pizza, by the way.
Oh,
good looking
man!
Yeah, it was a good looking pie.
See, he should do that every time.
Yeah, yeah, it's really good looking pie. Anyway, I am selling this week. Look,
Michigan,
partially. the officiating. I mean, I watched two games get decided by officials in the span of 3 days. Thursday night, Georgia Tech, the referees blowing the whistle after the ball had come out on a fumble, which Georgia Tech scoop scored and it got called back because they whistled the play dead way too early, like significantly changed the outcome of the whole game. And then the Michigan game, like, and for Michigan fans to storm the field as a 27.5 point favorite.
Yeah,
bro,
but that was a crazy moment. I understand why.
I understand that, but my God. But anyway, the officiating really, like, it's just like, why is there a review? It's like, you could review this, but like, if everything is not on the table in review, I don't understand the point of review because you're basically saying something could still go wrong, but if it falls under this certain category, it does not matter because it's not reviewable. I still don't know why that's the case. In the Georgia Tech game, it may have been even more egregious because apparently in the Michigan game, they're saying that the officials got a view of a different clock than the clock that's on TV. And their clock showed clearly that there was 1 second. But why the fuck is that not the clock on TV? Why is that not the television clock? Like, that doesn't make any sense. It's not the stadium clock and it's not the television clock. It's this secret fucking clock. Like, it just doesn't make any sense to me. The officiating is just, it's every week and it's too early in the season to already start with this bullshit. Just clean it up, fix it, figure it out, but they can't.
I mean, that Liberty game almost banged Bob and I. They're taking away touchdowns for Liberty on a holding call where the guy pushed the guy into the ground. Yeah. I was losing my mind. But, Mikey, my question for you, I completely agree. But, like, if that's not Michigan, I don't think that it's nearly as much, like in the focus in your peripherals as it was with the fact that Michigan was about to lose the game. And they're
But Joe, any team I would have felt like that for within considering like a favorite, like a massive favorite and the underdog getting that far and beating them. And then they put I feel more so that Michigan is like what that took from like Western Michigan, like the coach, he was like, I mean, that was just devastating. The whole team was, it was just a devastating thing to happen to Western Michigan. Like they had it, they beat them fucking, they beat their ass. Like they went in there and played them toe to toe in Ann Arbor on the road. And for that to be the outcome, because the officials added a second onto the clock of a mystery clock that nobody could see, is just brutal. I would feel bad for any team that happened to in that situation. So it's less about Michigan. It's more about the situation itself. Yeah, okay, everyone knows I hate Michigan. Fine, fair, whatever. Michigan, I got to tell you the truth, not too worried about fucking Michigan this year. I can tell you that. Not too worried about fucking Michigan.
I will say this. I totally agree with you. For it to actually amount to them scoring that Hail Mary is like a 1 in 100.
100%.
So like 100%. The one second totally shouldn't have been on there, but like 99 times that play's not happening, and the game's ended.
I agree.
So like the fact that that happened to the officials, that's got to be a nightmare now, because 100%. Like if the game ends, no one's even talking about that.
Correct.
So like,
correct.
And on top of that, the play itself was unbelievable. For him to get the throw off as he's getting tackled, it looked like an Aaron Rodgers heave, like soaring down. It looked like that Aaron Rodgers Hail Mary against Arizona where Jarvis came down with the ball,
or the one I always think of is the one against Detroit, which was like just like rainbow.
100%. Yeah.
When I think of Hail Mary passes, honestly, like the first, you say Hail Mary to me, the first person that pops into my brain is Aaron Rodgers. He's just the best Hail Mary quarterback I've ever seen.
The arm strength you have to have to get the ball that high and into the end zone. And then for the guy to come down, and it was not like he bobbled it, like he secured the ball.
He went up and it was incredible. An incredible play. It was a
sensational play. But like, again, that 99 times out of 100, that doesn't happen. So, and that's why I think they stormed the field.
My beef is more, my sell is more the process of the review. I just don't understand the point. In the Georgia game, they literally showed with the volume, the whistle being blown after the ball was clearly out, no knee on the ground, and the whistle gets blown. Like that just, if we can't use the review to at least give them possession, maybe not give them the touchdown, but you got to give them possession. I just don't understand the point of review when everything is not on the table to be reviewed.
The Georgia Tech game, did they blow did they blow the play dead? Because they've been doing a better job of allowing the play to go. In the NFL, for sure, they do a better job now of letting the play go down.
Yes, they let it go. They didn't. And they blew it dead back so early. Yeah, so early. It was so bad.
You got to at least let the play play out, and then you go back and look. And if it is, then you can. You're not screwing the team out of a touchdown.
Yes. I think what you got to be able to start reviewing, and if you could do it quickly, great. To not slow it down, so not slow it up, you know, crazy, is pass interferences, because that's something they just always get wrong. And it's hard to call because it's such a bang-bang thing, but it just changes games, and it's wrong so many of the times that that's something I think you should be able to review, especially in NFL.
PI, the PI reviews, weren't they, for a while?
Back
and then they stopped.
I think they
were doing PI review, and then they had stopped it. I want to say they did for a while.
I don't know, especially the NFL when it's a spot foul, which I think is crazy too.
Spot foul's brutal.
For the NFL, God, I think it's more important, because in the college, it's a 15-yard penalty. But also, there's so many reviews in college. They're reviewing targeting. They're reviewing score. I mean, so like at some point, it's like I.
So 2019 NFL made pass interference calls and non-calls reviewable for the 2019 season. And then they got rid of it.
Why did they take it away, though?
There were so many controversies. It made it so much worse. Like, they were stopping the play way too much. Like, I do remember that. So they tried it, didn't work there. Maybe it could work in college. They did change the college OPI rule this year, offensive pass interference. They changed that rule in terms of how it gets penalized. But
yeah,
they rarely call that though, the OPI. Which
yeah, is- no, I pass interference is like to me, just if it's blatant, it's blatant. Otherwise, if you want to throw the flag, just call defensive holding and get them with the 5 yard automatic first.
I'm much more a favor in letting the boys play. That it affects the game so much that unless you see it, let them get a little handsy if they're going to get a little handsy.
I agree.
That's what I would push. Ladies and gentlemen, before we get into the Ask Bob, want to let you know that the Brilliant Dumb Show is brought to you by the fine folks over at Hims. You've got weight loss goals, and this summer it's time to actually hit them. Even moving into the fall, you could lose weight in the fall, believe it or not, as well. Now Hims offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen, so you can lose the weight and keep it off. Hims makes hitting your goals seamless by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and in-app lifestyle and nutrition like recipes and meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Ready to reach your goals? Visit hims.com/dumb to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's HIMS.com/dumb. HIMS.com/dumb. Weight loss by Hims is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novar Nordisk A&S. To get started and learn more, including important safety information. Is it Wegovy or Wegovy?
Well, Wegovy, dude.
Wegovy. I get it wrong. I almost didn't want to do this.
Wegovy.
Yeah.
Wegovy. Wegovy.
Wegovy.
Wegovy. Wegovy.
Clinical study information and restrictions. Visit hims.com. I knew I was going to botch that. I was looking at it prior. I just knew I was going to botch
it. I was like
it.
Me with Keensey.
Yeah. Oh my God. By the way, we got one more, and we'll get to the Ask Bob.
Keensey. Oh, that's mine. Mars to Men, ladies and gentlemen. You know them, I know them. It's got nothing to do with aliens, but it's got a lot to do with feeling better as a man. And, you know, when we hit our mid-30s, Bob's approaching mid-30s rapidly. Joe and I have flew past mid-30s. Don't know if you've heard, Joe's 40 now. So nobody tells you about this stuff. One day you're crushing it. The next day you're just laying up on the couch, a lazy piece of shit. So Mars Men can help. Here's what I learned. Your body makes testosterone, but a lot of it gets locked up and can't be used. That's this protein called SHBG, and that basically handcuffs your testosterone. Mars Men's designed to help free lock testosterone, loosen up so your body can actually use it. Stronger physical performance, recovery in the gym. You could do these workouts. You could feel better about yourself. You could have more motivation, have a little bit more energy, and then you're moving forward. Support healthy T levels, energy, and stamina for a limited time. For a limited time only, our listeners will get not 10, not 20, not 30, not 40, but 50% off for life. For life, Joseph. For life. Plus free shipping and 3 free gifts. At mengotomars.com. That's mengotomars.com for 50% off and 3 free gifts. When you check out after you purchase, they will ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them The Brilliantly Dumb Show sent you to Mars.
I tell you what, Bob, you know who doesn't need any more testosterone? It's Mr. Buckwheat over there.
If men go to Mars, he's on Pluto, man. He's on whatever's running through that body. Jesus, that has sailed right past Mars. They were on the
bro.
They kept calling him Peptide Mikey. He was getting so pissed.
I wasn't pissed. I just, it's like people think like you can magically do things overnight. It's not the way it works.
The old PMs. Peptide Mike.
All right. Let's, by the way, one more thing. When we were on the fan, I said to Mikey, the amount of commercials that they do, it's compared to what like a podcast is. They have, like you said, Mikey, it's almost like 10, 15 minute sprints. Like,
that's it.
We'd go to commercial. He'd like get his bagels. He'd go downstairs, go to the lobby, bring up bagels. We're eating the bagels. Like they mow through to where it was like, oh my God, like That's really how it's always been, though. Granted, they're doing it for 4 hours, but just even in those hour spurts, it's almost as much commercials as it is the show.
And it's not one read. It's,
show four ad reads in an hour and a half.
Minutes.
Show.
I mean, you're getting four ads back to back to back to back to back during those breaks, and that's every 15 minutes on the
Rogan record. Has like 30 minutes of ads in his podcast. Like,
yeah, I think his argument would be how long he does it, but even if you just face in the hour, we got a much better system though. I think moving on. All right, let's get to it. This is going to be the Ask Bob. How was last week?
I think I did the questions for the pronunciation.
Oh, yeah, he nailed and
then
most of them.
You did pretty good on that, and then with the calligraphy,
capital,
Bob.
Capital G, yeah.
That was bad.
G was a problem.
How about that shirt that EA made? Oh, the OG.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Yeah, EA, if you have that picture, we could show that. EA's been cooking up shirts for a while, and starting next year, we are going to do like it's shirts here. For Brilliant Dumb Show it's fans. He's got this. It.
The OG.
Yeah, it's a great shirt.
It's fun.
It's a tough shirt, but it's a great shirt. All right, boys, you want me to step away?
No, I don't need to step away.
Michael?
Mm-mm.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, this is the Ask Bob segment, and let's get down to business.
Joseph, let me start?
Mm-hmm, go ahead.
All right, Bob, today is I'm going to ask you a number question, okay? There is a number that I'd like you to give me, and this number, when multiplied by any other number, will always get you the same answer. What is that number?
Can you repeat the question, Pete?
There is a number that I'd like you to tell me. When you multiply by this number with any other number, you will always get the exact same answer.
Zero final answer?
Oh, good job, Bob. Yes. Very nice. Wow. That was instantaneous. Yeah, I got a gauge there. Sometimes to see where there. We're at with some of this stuff. So good to see you, Bob.
All right, there's one for one.
I mean, that was like an alley hoop there. Bob got that one.
Yeah. Well, let's see how he does on this one. Bobby Grammers today, ladies and gentlemen, taking you all the way back to English class in second grade. Okay, here we go. Bob, I would like you to identify the adverb in this sentence. Please identify the adverb in this sentence. The child joyfully skipped through the park. The child joyfully skipped through the park. Please identify the adverb. I can give you the sentence again. I could give you whatever you need. Just let me know. No rush. Take your time.
Repeat the sentence, please.
The sentence is, the child joyfully skipped through the park. Identify the adverb.
One more time.
The child joyfully skipped through the park.
I got my answer.
Okay.
Skipped.
No, Bob.
Are you fucking serious, that would be man?
Joyfully. Yeah.
Joyfully, yes. Joyfully, the adverb describing the action.
Skipped is the actual verb.
Correct. Correct.
The adverb is
I
like.
I got it.
AKA, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I get it.
All right.
One for two.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not an acceptable number.
The sentence also is horrible because the child. No, I'm saying it just doesn't sound good for Bob. The child joyfully skipped through the park. It's like,
yeah,
I didn't appreciate this.
Let's take it back to second grade English class before the question. That part I didn't appreciate.
I was trying to bring you into the point of your life where you may have learned this, because it was very early on. It's not something you learn later.
I got news for you. He didn't.
He'll be just fine, Joseph. Don't worry about him.
Oh, yeah. He'll be joyfully skipping to his next bag, Michael.
Jesus.
Crazy work, man.
Just, yeah, Joe is brutal, dude. It's
crazy work.
He really look at him.
Bob with two bags.
That's crazy work, man.
Oh, the bag catcher.
Fuck. Tough app.
Hey.
Tough app.
No, you're fine.
You're fine, Bob.
I really thought I had it, too. That's the worst part. I really thought I had that. All right, let's just move on over to our top five, ladies and gentlemen. The D-Man took the last top five, one above Mikey now, or two above Mikey.
Where are you at, Bob? How far are you ahead of
I got a pretty, Tracker put it out the other day. I got a pretty commanding lead. I got, yeah.
He's ahead by like 12, I think maybe 15, maybe?
15?
No, I don't think it's a commanding. I'm in a really, really good spot. But look, we have a lot of episodes.
You haven't been winning the ass, like the top fives. You haven't been winning many lately, and you're still that far ahead. No, it just shows the dominance that he had for a while. He was winning every single one.
Yeah, I haven't won in a long time, though. I really haven't.
Well, it just goes to show how far gone we were. Holy shit.
All right, we are going to be doing pick your lineup. We think with NFL coming up that this is a really good one to do. It's going to be build your lineup. A lot of people are doing fantasy football, all that stuff, but you're building your team. So what you're going to get is you're going to get a quarterback. You're going to get a running back. You're going to get two wide receivers. You are going to get a tight end, and you are going to build your team. The D-Man came in first last week. I think I came in second. So, Petey, where would you like to go?
You want to do two? We're doing two wide receivers, or do you want to do quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end, defense?
Two wide receivers.
Two wide
I think,
receivers.
Yeah, I think I can.
One running back. No defense.
One running back, no defense.
Okay.
I'm going to go first.
Pete's going to go first. I'll go third.
I finished third this week. Did I finish third?
I'm almost positive.
Okay. No, that's fine. Just checking. Fuck. What a fucking horrible week.
You know what?
Oof. Yeah, I did. That's brutal. Who you got, Joe?
Yeah. All right. Go ahead, Petey.
I mean, I'm going to start off with our guy. I'm going to go Josh Allen with my QB.
Take Jahmyr Gibbs.
That's very nice. Very, very nice.
Okay. I'm going to take... give me...
Now, is this for fantasy purposes, or is this just the best team you could field, you think?
I think just picking your team. Okay. I think just the best team that you can field.
Okay.
Give me Bijan Robinson. And give me Jamar Chase. Okay. Back over to Michael.
Yeah. So Bob's got his wide receiver, his running back. Give me Justin Jefferson.
Justin Jefferson off the board.
I'll go Jackson Smith and Jigba.
Mm-hmm.
And then I will go Brock Bowers.
Over to Michael.
Give me Lamar.
Okay. I gotta get a. Give me. Puka Nacua. And give me Trey McBride.
You little fucker, Bob. Fucking good pick, bro. Fucker.
Thank you, sir.
Bob, do you have a tight... Oh, McBride's a tight end, yeah.
He's, Yeah, I gotta take him. Yeah, CeeDee Lamb.
And now I have to go back to back, right?
You need you have to take a wide receiver and you have to take a running back.
All right, let me see here. All right, I mean, I'll go with Christian McCaffrey as my running back. And then for receiver, give me Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Michael, for your last.
Colston Loveland.
Okay, and then I have to go quarterback. So then I'm going to go Joe Burrow. Michael, if you could please read the list.
Joe went first. He's got Josh Allen, Jackson Smith and Jigba, Brock Bowers, CMC, and Amon-Ra St. Brown. I have Jahmyr Gibbs, Justin Jefferson, Lamar Jackson, CeeDee Lamb, and Colston Loveland. Bob's got Bijan Robinson, Ja'Marr Chase, Puka Nacua, Trey McBride, and Joe Burr.
I don't know.
I mean, all the teams are super teams.
I don't know. I think we've done this before where it was kind of obvious. I don't know on this front who it's going to be. But football season, man, it is here better than ever. Make sure that you are riding with Prize Picks promo code BDS. Play your first $5 lineup, get $150. All right, boys, a lot to be excited about. Mikey comes in town, so we're going to have a lot of content come out. Make sure that you're following us for the stream, the week one stream. We're going to try and do not a live show. There's a chance we get a live show. We really don't know. We'd like to hear your guys' feedback as well. As always, we appreciate it. And that does it for another edition of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. And as always, we will see you next time.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.